So the evidence we have is that the Chinese and the Canadian government together are wiping out the last of the native people still on the land to profit the Chinese, and the Liberal government gets all these kickbacks. For example, the government removed all limit on Chinese investment in Canada. They allowed, they brought in a special law 2 years ago allowing the Chinese to actually station their troops on Canadian soil to protect their interests. Under international law, they're called citizens' tribunals of conscience. And in a situation where the courts refuse to look into something, or government, then the people themselves have the right to do their inquiries. And the verdicts that come out of those inquiries can be acted upon by the courts. One of the things that came out that prompted this court case was that, you know, there have been so many attempts over the years, going back 25 years now or more, to arrest these people on the ground, to stop it. And we find the Mounties, the police, everyone is colluding with the criminals in power. So we need these citizen-led movements to stop these crimes.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I have Kevin and Annette coming back to the program to discuss the press statement release that they put out yesterday from the ITCSS on the new tribunal that they're putting together against the child trafficking and organ trafficking ring that is appearing or that has been going on the west coast of Canada. And apparently the authorities there, the government and the courts, are not doing what they should be doing. So according to international law, the citizens of that country have a right to form their own tribunal, and it will be recognized by international law, the outcome of this court. And other countries or Canada are able then to act upon the outcome or any indictment that comes out of this court. He's going to explain the proceedings, what kind of crimes that they're seeing going on the west coast of Canada, and how this whole thing is going to unfold, and what kind of help he needs, especially from the independent media. He needs there to be a bright light shined on this court case, this tribunal. It'll save many, many lives to expose this and to end this barbaric practice. As he states, it's going on the West Coast to eliminate the remainder of the Aborigine people that are living on those lands. And the governments are working together to do that. And it's a crime against humanity, and it needs to be exposed. So again, any independent media that is willing to cover this, please come forward and reach Kevin. He has his contact information through the interview. And I want to thank everyone who supports independent media and supports the end of this barbaric practice of human trafficking and abuse of people of all types around our world. So let's get into this really important interview with Kevin Annette. Hi, Kevin. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Sarah. It's good to be back.
You have a urgent press release that you just did and a statement that you want to get out there. Can you tell me what that is?
Well, it's historic. It's the announcement of the third common law court case convened by the tribunal out of Europe, the International Tribunal of Crimes of Church and State. It came out yesterday. Folks can read it at our site, murderbydecree.com, under ITCCS updates. Essentially what it is, Sarah, is for the last 16 months, there's been independent investigators all over the West Coast of Canada looking into all this new evidence of Chinese involvement in the disappearance of Aboriginal people. And this is kind of like part two of the whole genocide story in Canada. The Trudeau government announced a missing women's inquiry. It was the same kind of whitewash we had with the Indian residential schools. But one of the reasons they did that is because the Trudeau government in Canada is directly tied with the Chinese corporate interests and military interests that are making a lot of these native people going missing all over British Columbia. I mean, in a nutshell, the Chinese are buying up all the resources, especially liquid natural gas. And if you chart where all the disappearances of native people are happening, it's all along these areas where the Chinese are moving in a big way. So the evidence we have is that the Chinese and the Canadian government together are wiping out the last of the native people still on the land to profit the Chinese. And Liberal government gets all these kickbacks. For example, the government removed all limit on Chinese investment in Canada. They allowed, they brought in a special law 2 years ago allowing the Chinese to actually station their troops on Canadian soil to protect their interests, you know, their business. And so it's really treasonable what's going on. And as a result, people have been doing their own investigations. The culmination of that was that on January 16th, I recommended to the tribunal that they hold a third common law court trial. Now, if folks don't remember, the first one is the one that convicted Pope Benedict and forced him to resign. The second one brought the light on the Ninth Circle and the involvement of the present Pope in you know, these Ninth Circle sacrificial killings. This third one has to do with the whole issue of how genocide is ongoing in Canada, and how it's still targeting, it's involving the churches, the government, the same corporate interests that did it historically that I've documented so well in murderbydecree.com. So it's very exciting. It means that well, that was part B of the announcement was that on the basis of my recommendation, the common law, the tribunal agreed to form a common law court. And that was what the announcement was all about. The court is going to convene in Vancouver on the last day of March. I'm sorry, it's March 30th, Monday, March 30th of this year. And it'll be set up like a regular court. There'll be subpoenas issued. It's all on that notice we posted at murderbydecree.com.
What kind of power does a court like this have? Will you have, is it recognized by international law?
Yes, it is. Under international law, they're called citizens' tribunals of conscience. And in a situation where the courts refuse to look into something or government, then the people themselves have the right to do their inquiries. And the verdicts that come out of those inquiries can be acted upon by the courts. So what that means, and we found that, you know, the proof was in the pudding in 2013, the first verdict that came out forced Ratzinger to step down, Pope Benedict, 5 days after the Spanish government had notified them that he might face arrest in Spain on the basis of what we had presented in the first common law court case. So, you know, that has also unleashed all of this stuff in recent years, the exposures of, you know, the Catholic Ninth Circle, the global child trafficking. All of this is a result of that court case that really put the system on notice that the people have the right to indict the rulers. And that's exactly what we did. And other courts have the power to then issue arrest warrants. So it's very powerful, not just symbolically, but legally, and politically.
And if the government and the court system isn't going to do anything, you're going to do it. And you guys are taking international law and using it to save people's lives and to end this craziness that's going on.
Exactly, because we have to. And one of the things that came out that prompted this court case was that, you know, there have been so many attempts over the years, going back 25 years now or more, to arrest these people on the ground, to stop it. And we find the Mounties, the police, everyone is colluding with the criminals in power. So we need these citizen-led movements to stop these crimes. And it was no accident that actually today is the 25th anniversary of me being fired by the United Church in Port Alberni for bringing up these crimes. So I thought, you know, this is a good way to celebrate the 25 years of doing this work, saying, look, we're not dead. We're going to revive the memory of this enormous campaign in Canada that forced these crimes to the surface. It was happened because, you know, a few people began to say no, and that created a whole tsunami of change.
And you have this dedicated to people who've lost their lives in this process. Can you maybe explain that dedication?
Yeah, there was eight people we listed who are, some of them we've talked about before and are mentioned in some of my books. And, you know, these were Native people who were involved in a network. To give you an example, one of the more famous ones, William Coombs, he's the one who saw Queen Elizabeth take those 10 children out of the Catholic school in Kamloops, British Columbia in October 1964. The children were never seen again. William was about to come to London, England to give testimony about that. He was killed. And we have the interview with a nurse in St. Paul's Hospital who tended him, Chloe Kirker. Chloe says that William had all the signs of arsenic poisoning, the blackened fingertips. He didn't have any of the indication of tuberculosis, which was the official cause of death. It was clearly he was killed by lethal injection or by arsenic poisoning. because he went public with that. That's one example. Bingo Dawson, beaten to death by Vancouver police. He had been involved in occupying churches with us to expose, you know, the murder of the Indian residential school children. These people were targeted, and they, under Canadian law, they're not citizens. They're wards of the state, so you can kill an Indian and there's no consequence. Somebody like me, they have to just kill a reputation and get people afraid of me rather than kill me outright and make a martyr. But people don't care if there's dead Indians in the streets in Canada. So that's why they're dead and not me.
Well, we care, and that's why this is happening. Yeah. And this is why you're taking this so seriously. This is why there's this movement, because we do care, and there's people all over the world that care, and we're putting these people on notice and using all our international rights to stop this terrible behavior and abuse on human souls. Now, what do you need to get to the next level? I mean, you have most of it in place. You're just looking, you're going to get some jurors in place, and what else do you need that people could help with and volunteer for?
Well, there's, as we experienced in Europe, between 2012 and 2014, when the first two common law court cases happened, we need a whole support network around us. So people to help go out and do the investigations. We need the eyewitnesses to come forward. And we need to bring public light on everything, because that's the only protection we have when we do this kind of thing. A lot of people are going out on a limb on this, and so we need other people to back them up. This is a life and death issue. It isn't just another, you know, thing to campaign on for a week and then move on. It's involves people's lives. It's exposing an enormous child and organ trafficking network that spans the Pacific. It's based out of Seattle, Tacoma, Vancouver area is some of the areas we've identified this. So it spans the border. And so people need to get on board to help with the court, but also in a support capacity to educate, to raise funds, to raise awareness about this on all the areas where it'll be shut down. Because of course, the corporate media is not going to report this. If anything, they'll just deride it and say it has no significance, like they did the first time.
Well, that's what they do.
Even though the Pope has stepped down. So, you know, we're confident that this process is going to invoke something even greater now, considering the times. Well, you know, considering the times and how more legitimate the whole issue is now of child trafficking and child killing, we think this could really set off quite a response and change.
Well, now you need media people to come forward and interview you. How can the media, specifically the media, needs to contact you, people in the independent media, so you can get around and you and other people in your group can talk about what's going on to keep you safe, to keep the light shined on this? How can they specifically reach you?
Well, there's, of course, email, but it's not reliable because it's often sabotaged. But my basic email, commonland@gmail.com, you can leave messages at 250-667-1190. That's 250-667-1190, and I'll get those messages. And also, in terms of the independent journalists like yourself, it's very important for people to be there on the ground. For example, when we go in, we've identified a number of mass grave sites. We're going to be going in there with independent forensic specialists from other countries. And that's one thing I didn't mention. We've asked the governments of a number of nations to provide peacekeepers, observers, and forensic specialists to come in and help when we find these mass graves, to do the analysis and everything that will be needed for the court record. So that's very important as well. We also have a documentary film team showing up from Europe. We're going to document the whole thing and do a feature film based on my work of the last 25 years and this new opening up of the crime in Canada. So, you know, it's like putting the Vatican, the Crown of England, the Chinese and all the big money boys on trial that, yeah, you're going to be filmed, you're going to be documented, you're going to go to jail.
Well, the law is going to be used against you, and we're going to convict you. And then the countries need to step up and the courts need to step up and realize that this is true. This is international law and that it's real. Just like Spain did with the Pope, we need we need other legit, honest countries to come, who are sick of it too. I mean, frankly, there's a lot of people in this world that are sick of this. just the come up. And once this all comes down, the way we're pretty sure it's going to come down, to enforce that.
Exactly, Sarah. And, you know, it's no accident that Prince Harry has left the monarchy. He's officially stepped out of his so-called, you know, royal title. Their institution is coming down the way the Vatican is. And these are the cracks you see opening up in the system. Entirely because of people coming forward and the courage of saying, yeah, these people in these high places are child killers. And, you know, the proof is there. It's a matter of whether people now have the courage to act on it. And we're, again, setting the example of how you can do that.
Okay, well, excellent. Thank you. Now, once again, where can the media get hold of you? Just repeat the number.
Yep, 250-667-1190, thecommonland@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Kevin. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to support you the whole way.
Thank you, Sarah.